Time for Triple Team Traffic at 439 on KSL. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have an accident reported on northbound I-15 in Sandy at about 106 South, moved over to the left shoulder. But we're seeing slowdowns going from 106 South all the way back to Bangor Highway. Southbound I-15 stacked up and slow between the I-80-201 interchange all the way to the Southtown Mall in Sandy. And I-215's west belt heavy and slow California Avenue to the Maverick Center. Dave Meekum.
We still have an accident on the 21st South Freeway eastbound near the Bangor Highway. Still blocking the right-hand lane and causing some slow traffic moving past that accident scene. On the Bangor Highway proper, looks like about 2700 South northbound. The right-hand lane there is temporarily blocked. Looks like a bunch of broken glass in the road there. You won't be able to get through there, at least not in the right-hand lane anyway. You're going to go around left to get around that. And then heading down into Utah County, coming over the point, looks like a little heavy traffic starting to develop around the 2100 North area in Lehigh, Mark.
Yeah, northbound I-15. If you're wondering why you are stuck downtown, northbound I-15, there is a wreck just ahead of you around 1,000 North, just past 1,000 North on the way to the North Interchange. That's really causing a backup. Then the Davis County commute is starting to get a little bit of life, but it is still a little lighter than normal for coming up on 5 o'clock rush hour. Really, from Farmington to Layton Hills Mall, the worst of the stretch is right around the just past Shepherd Lane. And then on Highway 89, you are heavy up through Fruit Heights and again approaching the I-84 interchange. Bank of American Fork speaks fluent SBA. Call today. Get expert help with your business loan, 800-815-BANK, or visit bankaf.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.